Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
Well, today I am going to talk about my identity in Christ. Who am I in Christ? And I'm going to start with this verse in 1 John 3, chapter 1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So God has lavished his love on us through saving us through Jesus Christ, and now we can be called children of God. Because we received Jesus and now we become children of God. And God is my heavenly Father. I am a child of God. And this is my new identity in Christ when I get saved. And I am secure in his love because I know him. I have a relationship with him. I know what my Father is like. He loves me unconditionally. He accepts me. He approves of me. I don't have to prove myself to anyone or to the world through what I do or not do. So this is my secure identity in Christ. Is this your secure identity in Christ? A lot of Christians do struggle today, do wrestle with, we know the truth, but we still wrestle with, who am I? So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And I'll share with you the reasons why we still wrestle with that today. It is an ongoing journey into knowing the Father more, knowing Jesus more. So, yeah, it's a progression. So just keep that in mind. So what is our identity, actually? So our identity is that inner sense of our self-worth and our significance. It's that inner sense, we know what our self-worth is. We know what that we are significant to God. That's our identity in Christ. But we grow up in not knowing God, right, first, and we are conditioned in the home by our parents. And our parents condition us because they've been conditioned from generations before, and they condition us unknowingly to draw our self-worth, to build our identity on things outside of us, not on God, obviously, but on different things like work, achievements, money, success, status, and all that. So you want to ask yourself, who am I? Who am I if I don't have a career, if I don't have success, if I don't have my role, if I don't have money? Who am I? So that's a good question to start with, isn't it? Is our identity really in Christ or is it really in these things? So let's talk about what these things that we were conditioned in our childhoods. Number one, we were conditioned to perform. We were conditioned with a works mentality. So as a child, you put your self-worth into your performance, into doing something outwardly right, right? Like it could be studying successfully, it could be building a career successfully, it could be making lots of money. And your inner belief might be, if I do this right, if I do this well, I will be loved. Because as children, we're always seeking to be loved. We're always seeking to be securely attached to our parent. So we'll do anything to feel loved. And if our parents tell us, if you do this right, if you do this well, yes, you will be loved, you will be praised. So you could end up being a perfectionist, say. There's nothing wrong with perfectionism. If you overdo something, if you overreact, then we need to look into that more because there's an inner belief that's driving that perfectionism. And you know that it's driving you because you can get very upset and very angry when you don't get things right because deep down you know your wrong belief is that if I don't get this right, I'm not going to feel loved or be loved, and therefore I'm going to feel like such a failure. And, you know, you have very difficult feelings to face, which we're trying to avoid all the time. So constantly you're feeling that you're not good enough, even though you've done everything right. So you could be a very, very hard worker. You could study really, really hard. You could work very hard. there are people who are workaholics, say, and because they put their worth into their performance. They're always working so hard, actually just to avoid the deeper, difficult feelings down that if I don't do this well, I'm not going to be loved. So you could grow up with a performance works mentality. And of course, when you come to Christ, this is what you do too. You feel like you have to perform. You have to do everything right. You have to work for God's love and acceptance. Just be aware of that. What about this? You can grow up with a people-pleasing mentality. So you put your self-worth, your self-value in people-pleasing and the inner belief that you might believe. And when I say the inner beliefs, these can be very subconscious because they're instilled into us subconsciously or sometimes very directly in childhood. But this is what deep down drives our outward behavior. So you might say to yourself, if I am nice and agreeable and never cause anyone to be upset, I will be loved. So you might have a problem saying no. You know, you always have to say yes to people because if I say no, I'm going to upset them and they're going to reject me. They're going to get mad and I'm going to feel so bad and abandoned. All right. So you're never really honest with yourself because you're so focused on pleasing the other person and you actually lose yourself in the process. So you will grow up and not knowing who am I because I've been focusing on people pleasing all the time. I'm trying to earn their love by being agreeable, by being nice. And as you grow up into an adult, you know that this isn't working. I've lost myself. I'm burning out at work. I just don't know who I am because I've been pleasing people and I've not looked at my own needs. So in spite of, you know, your best efforts to please others, because you think you're doing the right thing, you're going to be loved, you will constantly feel unappreciated. You could feel unseen or unimportant all the time. And this goes on your inside world all the time. It can get very draining. You'll end up feeling very wearied and tired and running around in circles and not knowing who you are. And you can't be honest with people or be your authentic self. The third area is having a power or control mentality. So you put your self-worth into how much power or control I have over other people. And the belief is if I can get others to do what I want, I will feel loved. So you love having control of situations and things, and you hate situations and people going out of control because deep down there's a fear that if I lose control, I'm going to feel my unbearable feelings. I'm going to feel failure. I'm going to feel disappointment. I'm going to feel abandoned. So that is why you're seeking to control and sometimes manipulate people or situations for you to avoid those feelings. And it's really, sometimes it's like, it's my way or the highway. You know, you can be a very black and white, all or nothing person. And it's like, it's either this or that, and it's nothing in between. And that creates a lot of anger. That can create a lot of anger. And you could express it in many different ways, but in verbally violent ways or physically violent ways, because actually you're trying to control the difficult feelings underneath, whereas you think you have to control people and situations outwardly. So you would either control or either avoid or control anything or any person you perceive as a threat to your self-worth. So those are the main three categories and ways that we grow up, that we've been conditioned by our parents in our childhood, and we take all this into adulthood, into our faith as well. Have you noticed that? Have you stepped back and, you know, like, I don't know who I am. I don't feel good when I don't do things well. I don't feel good when I'm not in control. I don't feel good when I say no to people. So have a look and examine those mindsets deeper down. We need to process our past. We need to process our emotions before we can go forward. To go forward, we go back to examine the past and process our emotions. And that is how we heal. So you might ask, what is the problem with placing my self-worth into other people's hands? So those three ways that we grew up in, we're actually placing our self-worth, our our sense of how I value myself into other people's hands, right? Well, if you can, the truth is, if you put your self-worth into other people's hands, they can take it away from you as well. So this is a very unstable situation that you've placed yourself in, your self-worth in. And, you know, we all have this need, this innate need to have a secure sense of self-worth and significance. And we know that, as Stan said before, it can only be met in Christ. Of course, that's biblically true. That is true. Only Jesus can meet that deep need, our identity from within, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he loves us unconditionally. And as I said, the problem before is that people in situations change all the time. You know, they change their opinions, they change their views. One minute they love you, the next minute they don't. The situation with your work can just fall over the next day. You could be just made redundant. So who are you when you don't have those things? So when you place your self-worth in people and situations, it's actually very futile. This always leaves us feeling insecure, discontented, and all alone. The good thing is when you start noticing that, oh no, I've put my self-worth into these external things, they move all the time, I need to take it out and shift it into Christ. And this is where your relationship with God needs to deepen, and where you need to have a deeper walk through the Holy Spirit to show you the truth, to get to so you can have revelation, but also even deeper down, just acknowledging how you grew up and going specifically into areas of, you know, how you felt about yourself. How you can be wounded as a child, right, with lots in many different ways. And so it's just a matter of going back with the Holy Spirit to acknowledge the past wounds and to process them and to heal from them. Sounds easy, but it's actually quite hard. And so what happens when you place your self-worth into the hands of others? Ultimately, our character formation into Christ-likeness, that is hindered. So if we want to look like Jesus, if we want to be free to love, be free to care for people, have the love of God flow in and through us, then we have to be free of shame, guilt, and fear. Because we will feel shame, guilt, and fear all the time when our identity, when our self-worth is put into people and things. Shame is the bad feelings that you would feel about yourself. Guilt is about the wrong things that you've done. And fear is, our ultimate fear is fear of being abandoned, unloved. But you know, Christ never abandons us, and he always loves us. So that's where we get to the truth now, right? So you recognize all the stuff in your past and all these beliefs, they're lies. And when you lived out of those, it really affected you and the way you related to people, and you see all these problems in your relationships. And so really, now it's time to turn to the truth. And these truths must be revelation. It must be something that we receive from the heart of God for ourselves. Nobody can tell us this. We need to walk in these essential core truths in our faith. And sometimes that takes a lifetime to do. So here are the scriptures. So the first thing to know is that my identity is found in Christ alone, because God alone created us. We exist for him. And that is the truth. So 1 Corinthians 8:6, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. And in Isaiah 64:8, but now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, we are all the work of your hand. So it's exactly what the scriptures tell us. We exist because God made us, and that's the only reason why I exist. And so if he's our creator, then we need to look to him to, how do I run my life? Who am I? How did you make me? Because you made me. I am the clay. You are the potter. You I am the work of your hand. So tell me, Lord, more about myself, because you made me. I can't know me apart from knowing you. So that's truth number one, essential truth that you need to anchor your identity in. The second truth is, I am made in the image of God. I am made in his likeness. I look like God. I resemble him in these ways. Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. I am made in the image of God. Think about that. Only us humans were made in the image of God. Animals are not made in the image of God. The things in the universe are not made in the image of God. We're the only creation that that God has made in his own image. So God is a spirit. We have a spirit. God has feelings. He has a heart. He has direction and all these other things about God. I am like my Heavenly Father. How does that sit with you? I'm made in the image of God. This is we're the pinnacle of God's creation. So that's truth number two, that we need anchored deep down in our souls, in our spirit. And the third truth is, and this is a big one, and this is something that we need to walk in our entire life. I am a child of God. As I read in the beginning, 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. And John 1:12, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So God has lavished his love on us. I just have to receive that truth. I didn't have to earn it. I never deserved it. He saved me through Jesus Christ because of his grace, because of his mercy, and because of his great unfailing love for you and me. Because he wants us as his children. He wants us. He's always wanted us as his child. And so I am a child who's loved by God. I walk in his grace. I walk by his power. I have a great purpose and a destiny. And these are not positive, sayings that I say to myself. These are truths that come deeply embedded in my heart through a relationship with him. So as you can see, building your identity, building your self-worth, as we did in the world, from people's opinions of us, because we wanted love from them so much, and from maybe our jobs and money and success and career and all that outward stuff. It's a slippery slope, isn't it? It's like building your house on sand, right? You can't trust in those things. So we need to look in areas where have I put my self-worth? Where have I put my identity? What did I put it into in the past? What am I still putting it into now? I need to take that out, and I need to put it in God. And that is a work that the Holy Spirit can do with you. The Word says that he is our counselor. He is our most perfect therapist. He is our teacher. He is our helper. He'll help you to walk and discover the truth. Okay, so now this brings us to our discussion. And if you're in a small group today, just be really honest. Just be really honest. No one is judging you. Just be honest. Are these true for me? And why or why not? And look, you can be a Christian for a long time and still wrestle with your identity. And that's okay. God knows. So my identity is found in Christ alone. How true are these for you? My identity is found in Christ alone. I am made in God's image. I am a child of God. So, yeah, and that's it, guys. Have fun discussing and sharing. And, I hope you're blessed today by these truths. Thank you.